Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In the city of Newton, students will go back to school next week in what's now the most costly school in the state, Newton North High School. The high school construction project was mired in controversy for years because of its escalating price tag. But at the ribbon cutting yesterday, school administrators and city officials preferred to focus instead on the high school's state-of-the-art facilities. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov was there and has the story.
After the controversy surrounding the construction of Newton North, you might think the city wouldn't want to bring attention to the high school's opening. The project, which began as a $40 million renovation, grew to a $108 million new building and will end up costing taxpayers more than $190 million. Newton Mayor Seti Warren says while the costs bitterly divided residents, ultimately the community will benefit.
At a time where we have a lot of cities and towns in economic duress, we are very fortunate to have this building.
The ballooning costs, due in part to the high price of steel and environmental problems found on the site, ended the political career of three-term mayor David Cohen. But at the school's opening, Cohen acts like a proud father.
I am tremendously gratified that the building is opening, that it is on time, that it is a fantastic building.
It's also very big and green certified, with solar panels, rainwater collection, and some corridors are so bright you need sunglasses. Principal Jennifer Price says the building will challenge students.
From our innovation lab, to our new turf field, to our theaters, to our TV studio, to our robotics lab, to our beautiful new science rooms, we stand poised to provide Newton children with one of the best educational experiences in our country.
10 years after voters first approved the project, Price throws open the doors.
I would now like to ask the class, that's some of you guys in the back of 2011, to enter the new building. Go in, you're the first.
Inside, the facilities rival any universities, as I learn on a tour led by Principal Price.
This is our indoor track. It gives us an opportunity to have indoor practices, different sports, baseball, badminton courts, basketball. We are putting in a rock wall. It was delivered yesterday.
The climbing wall is just one of many luxury amenities. There's also a lecture hall that looks like a theater and a press box that overlooks the new football field. The costs are higher because it's also a career and vocational technical school. As part of that, there's a private preschool on site for students to learn child development, a cafe and industrial kitchen run by students, and a print shop that does all the printing for the district. Principal Price says such variety is costly.
We educate a real diversity of students, and that's what makes this place so exciting to lead, frankly. It's a comprehensive high school. Very few of them left, actually, in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. This is the wrestling room and the dance studio. Hopefully not at the same time.
The library is called the Learning Commons, and it's set up to look like a coffee shop.
Computer lab, Wi-Fi, interactive media. We've ordered Kindles for the students, some iPads. We're going to have one room that's going to kind of have news media moving all the time. So it's really going to be an exciting space for our students.
Where's the latte machine?
Yes, there is no latte machine, but I do understand it is kind of the library meets Starbucks.
In the hallway, incoming seniors, including Olivia Martins and Sarah Mead, look a little overwhelmed.
It's like bigger, for sure. The hallways, at least. The setup's different.
There's easier to get around.
Very little color, though. That's the only thing I don't like about it, because it kind of reminds me of a hospital a little bit. But it's like so white.
From the outside, it could be mistaken for a hospital. But city officials say repeatedly they want the new high school to be a hub of community involvement, a place where Newton residents, who will pay millions for the building over the next 2 decades, can swim in the pool, eat at the student-run cafe, or stage a show. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.